Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lamar. How may I help you?
Yeah, I got a charge on my account from Universal Design. It's pending, but I want that taken off. I did not order anything. This is for $82.45. That's the amount. I don't understand it. I didn't order anything from you folks or from Universal Design. What do you need? My name? What?
I need your zip code.
12020. I don't know what this is about. I mean,
what's your first and last name?
Michael Foster. Foster.
Can you verify my address for me, Mr. Foster?
Yes. 12 Crestline Drive. Crestline. That's Ballston Spa, New York. Want me to spell it?
Okay.
Want me to spell it?
No, you don't have to spell it.
Okay, 12020.
Okay, I see.
I don't understand. All of a sudden, they take $82 out of my account. For what? I didn't order anything. What is this about?
I have a Spike Foster on here, but...
Yeah, that's my nickname. It's my nickname.
The order hasn't been completed.
Well, they took $82 out of my account, so I don't even know what that's about. What do you mean it hasn't been completed? Can you take, the order?
It's showing no charges over here on my end.
Well, it's on my account. They took it. It's called Universal Design. The number next to it was 36, number sign 28783, if that'll help you. Is this for you? Are you with Universal Design?
Hold on for a second. I think I found. Give me a few seconds while other system pulls up.
Okay, take your time.
Okay, now I see. Okay, I see you got the personal blender. So when you paid that $5.80 for that personal blender.
Right. They said that's all you had to do is pay shipping.
Inside the terms and condition on that page, when you had paid that $5.80, below down in the bottom where it said terms and conditions, it stated...
I didn't read it. I didn't see any. I didn't see any term. Who reads that stuff anyway?
I understand. And I'm gonna tell you the. I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened. So you didn't read those terms and conditions. Down below at the bottom of that screen when you purchased that, it said if you didn't cancel within 48 hours, you'll be billed $82.45.
Can you strike that? Can you get rid of that charge?
I can go ahead and cancel your membership, and
yes,
I can refund.
Cancel, please.
I can refund you 35%.
35%?
Yes,
I want
sir.
It all refunded. I didn't order this stupid thing. Nobody reads these conditions at the bottom in the fine print. Nobody does that. This is trickery. And trickery is fraud. I want that $82 off. It's impending. I want it canceled, please. This is fraud. You understand
what
I'm saying?
Hold on for a second, please. Hold on for a second.
Yeah. Talk to your boss. Do what you got to do, but I'm not paying this. Trickery, that's what it is.
Okay, I talked to my supervisor about it. I'm stating I can go ahead and refund you 50% back to your account.
50%?
Yes, sir.
Why 50%? I didn't order anything. I want the whole thing
due to
refunded.
You agreeing to the terms and conditions.
I didn't agree to anything. I didn't agree to anything. I want the whole thing refunded, or I'll call my lawyer, and I'm going to make a stink about this. I'm telling you. Talk to your supervisor. I want the whole thing refunded. This is trickery. These companies, you guys, your companies, they do this shit all the time. Oh, read the, you know, the fine print on the bottom. Nobody reads that crap. It's so small, you can't read it. I want the whole thing refunded, or I'll get a hold of my lawyer. I'm telling you, I have a good one. This is fraud. This is bullshit is what it is. Who gets the other 50%?
Okay, Mr. Forrest, I can go ahead and refund you 75% of the $82.45. It'll be back in your account.
How about 100%?
Within 35, 75.
I mean, you can keep the 560. I don't care. That's the shipping I paid for.
75% is the best I can do.
Okay, fine. Okay, thanks. Okay, wonderful. That's the best you can do?
That's the best
okay,
I can do.
I'm going to get in touch with my lawyer. Okay? Thank you.